sautéed broccoli rabe with golden raisins, pine nuts, and pecorino romano on ciabatta bread. There are big, bold flavors in this tasty combination. The ingredients here have a natural affinity for one another and come together without a hitch. Make this easy for yourself by preparing the broccoli rabe sauté in advance. As for the bread, we always recommend toasting it for panini reason, being that you don't want it to be chewy. If ciabatta is unavailable, simply use a baguette and toast it as well. A note on pecorino romano, it can be tricky to slice. For optimum results, have the cheese at room temperature and slice it with a cheese slicer or a sharp knife. Shards taste just as good if you can't get thin, even slices. Ingredients for 6 serves. 3 ciabatta loaves, each about 8 inches long. 1.5 pounds of broccoli rabe. 2 garlic cloves, thinly sliced. 3 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil. 3 tablespoons of golden raisins. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1/4 cup of pine nuts, pignoli. 12 thin slices of pecorino romano cheese, steps. 1. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. 2. Cut each ciabatta bread crosswise for a total of 6 halves. Then cut each half horizontally to make 12 pieces. Place the bread on a baking sheet and toast for 5 minutes. 3. Wash the broccoli rabe and cut off and discard the thicker stems. On a cutting board, chop the broccoli rabe into 2-inch pieces. 4. In a skillet, sauté the garlic in the olive oil over medium heat, taking care not to let it brown. Add the broccoli rabe, raisins, and salt. Sauté briefly, cover, and reduce the heat to very low. Cook for 10 minutes. Uncover and cook until the juices have evaporated. Remove from the heat. 5. In a small dry skillet, toast the pine nuts over medium heat, stirring constantly until fragrant. Transfer to a dish. 6. Place a slice of pecorino on each piece of bread to cover it. Pat dry any excess liquid around the broccoli rabe, then stir in the toasted pine nuts. Place a heaping tablespoon of the mixture over the cheese on the panini and serve.